实在满心感谢主的恩典。
I truly thank the Lord for His grace with all my heart.
让我这个周末呢，能够跟弟兄姊妹在这里一同聚会，彼此见面有交通。
That this weekend I can have some fellowship and sharing with brothers and sisters.
我们说过，因为主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We have spoken before because the Lord's return is so incredibly near.
也可以说呢，这个时间是非常的紧迫。
You can say that it is also extremely close.
所以我觉得主给我一点点的感觉。
And so I have this small feeling.
要和弟兄姊妹们相互的来提醒。
I want to mutually remind.
也希望主借这些话呢，能够激发我们。
And also to use some of God's word to stir us up.
让我们知道如何能在这个短暂的年日里面，我们能得着主所要我们得着。
So that we can in our few years be able to gain that which God wants us to gain.
让我们真是有智慧来数算自己的年日。
That we would have wisdom so we would number our days.
所以我们从圣经里面和弟兄姊妹一同关于时间有一点的交通。
So from God's word, we had some fellowship regarding time.
我们已经多次的讲过。
And we have spoken many times.
神从永远里面创造时间。
In eternity, God has created time.
这是神一个很重要的创造。
This is a very important creation.
那么神创造时间的目的呢？
What is the purpose of him creating time?
就是因为他要在时间中得着教会。
That is, in time, he wants to gain the church.
我们晓得这是神在时间中间最大的一个目的。
We know that this is one of the greatest purpose in
time. 也是他最主要的工作。
As well as his most important work.
所以既然神在这个时间中他要得着的这个是他的目的。
And so since this is his purpose in time,
所以我想我们蒙恩得救的弟兄和姊妹，
So for all of us who are saved,
我们也应当重视这个目的。
We also need to pay attention.
我们不仅要爱我们的主耶稣。
Not only should we love our Lord Jesus.
我们要爱教会。
We need to love the church.
我们巴望在地上，我们就能过一个好的教会的生活。
And we desire so that while we are still on earth, we would have a good church life.
当然，我们知道一个好的教会生活。
And of course, a good church life.
跟我们每一个弟兄姊妹个人在主面前的追求和经历。都有密切的关系。
Has a very intimate relationship with how we personally walk before the Lord.
所以神要得着教会。
So God wants to gain the church.
那么弟兄姊妹们，教会就是我们。
The church is us.
所以在时间中，神要得着我们。
So in time, God wants to gain us.
而神告诉我们，我们在时间中呢，就是要得着基督。
And for us, in time, we need to gain Christ.
圣经把神的这个目的启示出来，让我们看见是非常的单纯的。
God revealed this to us in the Bible very simply.
所以也是很简单的。
It's very pure and simple.
但是我们从整个时间的历史上面来看，
However, through all of history,
这个过程却是非常的复杂。
This process has been very complex.
并且神在其中也付上重大的代价。
And God has paid a great price as well.
因为我们都知道我们的主耶稣基督因为爱我们的缘故曾经在加略山上流血舍命。
And we know that our Lord Jesus, because of his love for us, he died and bled for us on Calvary.
我们也知道在蒙恩得救之后，
After we have been saved,
我们个人属灵的生活，教会的生活在地上也是十分的复杂。
Our individual lives as well as our church life is very complicated.
但是我们要求主保守一件事情。
But we ask the Lord that he would protect one thing.
在这众多复杂的情况里面，
That in all this complexity,
愿意这些事物不蒙蔽神那个简单的目的。
That these things would not cover up God's very simple purpose.
所以愿这个目的也成为我每个弟兄姊妹在地上追求的目的。
May this purpose be also the same purpose that we seek after.
所以我们讲了神创造时间。
Now we know God has created time.
时间是一个短暂的一个存留。
Time is a temporary thing.
所以在凡在时间的事物中间的东西都是短暂的。
Everything within time is temporary.
包括今天你所看见的整个万有。
Including all the universe that you see.
也包括我们这些人。
Including us.
我们在时间中都是一个短暂的事物。
We are all temporary things.
所有一切外面的事物终于有一天都要过去。
All outward things will pass away one day.
地和其上的事都要归于无有。
All things on earth will go into eternal
death. 但是感谢神， 在这个短暂的时间里面
But we thank the Lord in this limited time.
神救赎了我们
God has saved us.
神也把永远的性质放在我们的里面
And he has given us an eternal nature.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们实在是一般蒙大爱的人
And so we thank the Lord we are greatly loved by him.
因为神在天下的万民中间
Because among all nations.
拣选我们这些人
He has chosen us people.
让我们将来能够进入永远
So that one day we can enter into eternity.
这是何等的福气呢
This is such great privilege.
那么我们要感谢神给我们这个恩
We need to thank the Lord for this grace.
但是神也希望我们在时间当中
But God also desires for us in time.
我们能抓住神给我们所有的机会
That we can grab a hold of all opportunities.
我们能在他的眼前蒙恩
So that we can receive grace before
him. 我们能追求正确的追求
We need to seek after that which is correct.
叫我们的生命能够逐渐达到丰盛
So that our lives would reach maturity.
叫我们的光景越来越改变向我们的主耶稣基督
So that our condition may change more and more to be more like Christ.
所以我们说时间是神给我们的机会
Now time is given to us as an opportunity.
一个基督徒要如何来善用时间是一个很重要的功课
So for a Christian to know how to use their time is an important lesson.
我们要求主让我们在地上能活得蛮有智慧
May the Lord allow us to live lives full of wisdom.
让我们没有浪费我们在地上的年日
So we do not waste our days.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
每一个基督徒在主面前这个追求都是非常的重要
The pursuit of every Christian is very important.
昨天晚上我们和弟兄姊妹讲到
Yesterday night we have already
圣经用了很多的人物来教导我们。
The Bible has used many characters to teach us.
有的人物犯的错误是我们的一个重要的提醒。
Some people, they have made mistakes, and that is an important reminder.
有的人物他们所做正确的决定这个作为我们里面的激发。
Some people have made right choices, which is to be a stirring up for us.
所以历史是一面镜子。
So history is a mirror.
那么这个对于我们是非常非常重要的一个提醒
And so it's a very important
reminder 非常重要的一个激励
An important reminder
我们讲到在创世纪
We know we spoke in Genesis
前面先祖的时代
In the time of the forefathers
有四组的人物
There are four groups of characters
那么这四组的人物特别告诉我们基督徒个人在主面前的追求我们当注意哪些事情
And in these groups it tells us what are the things we need to pay attention to
我们昨天讲到亚当夏娃
Last night we spoke of Adam and Eve
神提醒我们在时间中我们需要做正确的选择
God reminded us that in time we need to make correct choices
我们都知道亚当夏娃因为一个错误的选择不仅叫他们个人受亏损叫整个的万有通通受亏损
Now Adam and Eve because of their wrong decision they not only lost before the Lord they have also caused the entire humanity to fall
所以基督徒生命中的选择是我们的时间中间重要的决定
So a Christian's choice is a very important choice
那我们从该隐和亚伯的身上
And so from Cain and Abel as well
我们看见一个人的奉献
We see a person's sacrifice.
把权力的摆上
When you place everything up,
那么也有对也有错
You also can have a right and wrong.
如果今天你把你的一生投在一个错误的事情上
If you place your entire life upon something that is wrong,
这个将要带来何等的亏损
You will have a great loss.
如果你的奉献是对的
If you have a correct sacrifice,
是主可以悦纳的
It's something that God can accept.
那么你就在神跟前可以蒙大福
Then before the Lord, you can have great blessing.
即使像约伯一样，因着这个奉献，很快就死了。
Just like Abel, he passed away very quickly.
他在地上的年日非常的短暂。
His days upon the earth was very short.
但是这个短暂呢，在神跟前有无比的价值。
But this short time had great value before the Lord.
所以我们人活在地上不在乎长短。
And so for our lives, it doesn't matter how long or short.
在乎我们活的有没有能蒙神的悦纳。
The importance is whether or not God accepts it.
教会历史上也给我们看见很多圣徒。
Church history also shows us many saints.
有的人活得非常的短暂。
Some people live such short lives.
但是他们这个短暂的生命在神的跟前有无比的价值。
But in their short life, they lived such a valuable life.
有的人可以活得很长。
Some people lived a long time.
但是可能活得完全没有意义。
But their life was completely meaningless.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
神把我们放在时间的里面。
God has placed us within time.
神给我们有很多重要的提醒
And he has many important reminders for us
所以我们的选择和我们的奉献都是我们在时间中间 可以做的事情。
Our choice and our sacrifices are all things that we can do within time.
这也只有在时间中可以做。
And only can be done in time.
因为一进入永世。
Because once in eternity,
也不需要再选择了。
You have no need to make choices.
也不需要再奉献。
You do not need to sacrifice.
所以这是时间中主给我们重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder in time.
那么先祖一共有四组的人。
There are four groups among our forefathers.
那么我们要今天交通后面的两组人。
We want to share about the last two groups.
这些故事呢，我想弟兄姊妹都是非常熟悉的。
Now these stories, we are all very familiar with them.
但是我们感觉神在这个故事里面呢，对于我们说一些很深重的一些的话。
But in these stories, God has some very profound words.
所以盼望我们能从这些里面我们得着智慧。
So we hope that in this, we can gain some wisdom.
我们得着提醒。
We would be reminded.
让我们知道如何在时间中来跟从主。
So that we would know how to follow the Lord in time.
我想现在呢，我要请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一点圣经。
So shall we read some of God's word?
我们把以弗所书第五章十六十七节再读一下。
Let's again read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 and
17. 因为这也是保罗给我们重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder from Paul.
以弗所书第五章第十六十七节。
Ephesians 5, verse 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
我们从二十一节读到二十四节。
We'll read from verse 21 through 24.
以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了三百六十五岁，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. When Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah, he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him.
二十八节和二十九节。
Verse 28 and 29.
拉麦活到182岁，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫挪亚，说这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这操作劳苦是因为耶和华咒诅地。
Lamech lived 182 years and became the father of a son. Now he called his name Noah, saying, This one will give us rest from our work and from the toil of our hands, arising from the ground which the Lord had cursed.
第六章第五节到第九节。
Chapter 6, verses 5 through 9.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上。心中忧伤，耶和华说：“我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是完全人。挪亚与神同行。”
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. The Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals, to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the records of the generations of Noah.Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
十三节和十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。
Then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms and shall cover it inside and out with pitch."
22节
Verse
22. 挪亚就这样行, 凡神所吩咐的, 他都照样行了。
Thus Noah did. According to all that God had commanded him, so he did.
第七章,
Chapter 7.
我想我们第一节读到第三节。
We'll read verse 1 through 3.
耶和华对挪亚说, 你和你的全家都要进入方舟, 因为在这世代中, 我见你在我面前是义人。 凡洁净的畜类, 你要带七公七母, 不洁净的畜类, 你要带一公一母, 空中的飞鸟, 也要带七公七母, 可以留种, 活在全地上。
Then the Lord said to Noah, "Enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time. You shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female, and of the animals that are not clean, two, a male and his female, also of the birds of the sky by sevens, male and female, to keep offspring alive on the face of all the earth."
第五节,
Verse 5.
挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。
Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him.
我们要再看几处新约圣经。Now
let's look again back at the New Testament.
请我们看马太福音。We'll
turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
第24章,
Chapter 24.
36节到39节。
Verses 36 through 39.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道, 连天上的使者也不知道, 子也不知道, 唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
But of the day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
犹大书,
the book of Jude.
14节和15节,
verse 14 and 15.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看哪, 主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚辟话。
It was also about these men that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds, which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which the ungodly sinners have spoken against him."
我们最后看希伯来书第11章。
Lastly, shall we turn to Hebrews chapter 11?
我们读第5节到第7节。
We'll read verse 5 through 7.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死。 人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
让我们先从以诺身上来看这个与神同行的这个经历。
Let's take a look at walking, the experience of walking with God from Enoch.
这个故事非常的简单。
The story is very simple.
但是呢，里面包含着很深刻的一些属灵的意义在里面。
But encompasses some very deep spiritual meanings.
那么这里告诉我们，以诺在他65岁的时候。
Here it tells us that Enoch, when he was 65 years old,
他生了一个儿子。叫做马土撒拉。
He bore a son called Methuselah.
当他生这个儿子的时候
，When he bore this son，
在他里面产生了一个重大的变化。
There was a great change within him.
就好像一个人呢，从沉睡的光景中啊，忽然醒悟过来。
Just like somebody who wakes up from a deep sleep.
那说明呢，以诺在前面65年呢。
That is to say, in his first 65 years.
虽然他也是一个敬虔的人，但是呢，他整个的生活。好像是在一种沉睡的光景中。
Even though he was a devout person, it was as if his 65 years was in a deep sleep.
那么很奇妙的，在他生马土撒拉的时候呢
？Now amazingly, right before he had Methuselah,
突然之间他里面有了一个大的一个觉醒。
All of a sudden, there was a great awakening.
我们知道，这在属灵的经历上面来讲，是一个非常宝贵的经历。
This is a very precious experience in our spiritual experience.
当然，许多读经的人都告诉我们。
For many who read the Bible, they tell us.
他们也这样解释。
And they explain it this way.
马土撒拉呢，因为呢，好像看见这不，以诺好像看见马土撒拉死的那一年，将要地上发生重大的事情。
As if Enoch, he saw that the year Methuselah was to die, something very great was to happen.
我们都知道圣经里面马土撒拉是一个活得最长的一个人。
We know that Methuselah in the Bible, he lived the longest.
活了900多岁。
He lived past 900 years.
那个似乎呢，距离以诺那个时代还很遥远。
It was still very far away from the time of Enoch.
但是诺亚，不，以诺却从他儿子身上看见这个事情。
But Enoch,On the life of his son, he saw this thing.
我们曾经讲过。
We said before.
当人从时间中看见永远的时候。
When somebody in time, they see eternity.
这是一个重大的启示。
It's a great revelation.
这也可以说呢，神把一个永远的眼光放在以诺的里面。
You can say that God has given the eternal perspective into Enoch.
所以他能跨越人的时间，看见将来要必要发生的事情。
He can supersede time and see what is to happen.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个转变
this change
是非常重要的一个转变
is a very important change.、
我们知道以诺灵里面的光景整个苏醒过来
The spiritual condition of Enoch was completely awakened.
那么在犹大书里面告诉我们
In Jude it tells us
他不仅有这样一个看见
Not only did he have the seeing
他看得更远
He saw even further
他甚至看见将来耶稣基督神的儿子要从天降临
He saw that Jesus, the Son of God, he is going to come from the heavens
主来将在地上有一个大的审判
And when he comes, there will be a great judgment
审判一切不敬虔的人和不敬虔的事
to judge all who are ungodly and the ungodly deeds
并且他能看见主降临的那幅景象
And he saw that picture of the Lord coming down
主和千万的圣者一同降临
He came with thousands of his holy ones
因此呢他就在那里说预言
And so there he prophesied
论到将来的事情
And he spoke of the things to come
那我们知道以诺的里面有了一个永远的眼光。
And so we know that within Enoch he had an eternal perspective.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们在今天的生活里面
Today in our daily lives,
我们每个基督徒都需要有永远的眼光。
Every Christian needs to have eternal perspective.
如果我们没有永远的眼光
If you do not have eternal perspective,
我们可能就像彼得所说的一样
Then we can be just like those that Peter speaks of.
我们只看见眼前的事
We only see that which is in front of us.
我们看不见前面的光景
We don't see what is to come.
那么我们的生活呢就很容易被我们周遭的这些事物呢 限制住。
And our daily lives are limited by the things around us.
所以因此我们的谈论，我们所讲的都是眼前的事。
So our discussion, the things that we speak of, is only the things in front of us.
我们很多时候我们顾到的都只是眼前的事。
And we only care about the things in front of us.
一旦主开我们的眼睛
，May the Lord open our eyes.
在我们里面一个永远的眼光的时候
，So that we can have when we have an eternal perspective.
弟兄姊妹们，你对于今天眼前这些事物的看法就不一样。
Then you will see all these things differently now.
这是在以诺身上的。一个大的转变。
This is a great change in Enoch.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们感谢神。
So we thank God.
啊，以诺也不是生出来就看见了。
Enoch didn't see as soon as he was born.
他也经过了65年的时间。
He went through 65 years of time.
所以我们看见神在时间中给他机会。
And so in time, God gave him an opportunity.
这实在是以诺一生中间一个相当关键的时候。
This is a very critical time in his life.
是一个重大转变的一个时候。
It was a time of great change in
him. 那么他生了这个儿子之后呢
？So after he bore the son.
哎，你看见他的生活有了一个很大的改变。
We see that in his life he had a great change.
当然我们知道这个生孩子是很平常的事。
Of course we know to bear a child is a normal thing.
啊，也不是是每个人生的孩子都这样，对不对
？It's not that everyone when you bear a child is like that.
那么这也说明了神不知道会借着什么事对我们说话。
That is to say we don't know how God will speak to us through what event.
在你生活中可能很平常的事，主就。很可能借着这个就对你说话。
God may speak to you through a very normal thing in your everyday life.
啊，我们总想到要得到启示啊，恐怕要上西乃山。
We think if we want revelation, we need to go up Mount Sinai.
哎，我们总是恐怕要到变化山上才。
We need to go up to Mount Transfiguration.
不，弟兄姊妹们，神的启示什么时候会临到我们？没有一个人。能够预测的。
No, we do not know when God's revelation can come upon us.
我们想以诺总恐怕是一个敬虔的人。
We know at least Enoch was a godly person.
是个爱神的人。
He loved God.
所以呢，在平凡的事上，主就可以对他说话。
So in very normal things, God was able to speak to him.
所以今天我们是平凡的人。
Today we are normal people.
我们周遭的事物都是很平凡。
Everything around us is very normal.
但是不要轻看这些事物。
But do not look lightly upon it.
哪一天主借着什么样的事对我们心说话，你不知道。
You don't know in what event or what thing God will speak to you.
把握我们能够像以诺一样能够经历神这个作为
May we be like Enoch and experience God's work in this way
因此从那天开始起他就起来与神同行
And so from that day on he stood up and he walked with God
哦，这是基督徒这是圣徒一个极其宝贵的一个属灵的经历
This is a very precious spiritual experience for all Christians and saints
啊，我们很多的时候我们对于神所要给我们的一些的祝福我们的领会不够。
Many times we do not understand enough of the blessings that God wants to give to us.
所以我们就觉得会很害怕。
And so we're afraid.
但是我们从以诺的身上看见。
But from Enoch.
这个与神同行的生活是多么的宝贵的一个生活。
This life of walking with God is so precious.
当然了。一个人要与神同行啊。
Of course, if you want to walk with God,
他第一件事情，他必须要学会放下他的自己。
First off, you need to learn how to let go of yourself.
阿摩斯书里面告诉我们
The book of Amos tells us,
二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？对不对
？If two cannot walk together, if two are not in agreement, how can they walk together?
所以，如果我们要跟神一起同行，我们就必须要跟神同心啊。
And so, if you want to walk with God, you must be in agreement, same heart with God.
他心里有什么，我们心里应该有什么。
What is in his heart, we must have in our heart.
他的心里面想什么，我们也想什么。
What he's thinking about, we need to think about.
这样我们两个人就能同行。
Then we can walk together.
啊，我们在世人中间，我们有时候有朋友。
Among men, we have our own friends.
啊，我们所谓的知己的朋友，总是知道我心是什么的，对不对
？The closest friends to us, they know what we're thinking of.
所以我们就可以成为亲密的同伴。
So we can be very close companions.
同样的，我们知道你要跟神同行，你必须要体贴神的心意。
In the same way, if you want to walk closely with God, you need to know His heart.
所以从那天开始起
，So from that day on,
我们看见以诺放下他的自己。
Enoch let go of himself.
他不再走自以为是的道路。
He did not walk in the way that he considered right.
他愿意神怎样走，他就怎样走。
However, God walked, he would walk too.
当然，他也离弃世人的道路。
He also forsook the ways of the world.
他改变整个行程。
He changed his route.
他不再跟从任何人。
He did not follow any man.
更是不跟从什么群众。
He did not follow any crowd.
你知道我们今天活在这个世界上。
We know that as we live on this earth,
我们很容易受人的影响。
We are very easily influenced.
我们更容易受群众的影响。
We are also influenced by the masses.
大家都这么走啊。
Everyone's walking this way.
很多时候影响我们也一起这样走，对不对？
It influences us to go the same way.
这个时候我们看见了以诺他不再受任何人的影响。
But now Enoch was no longer influenced by any other person.
他放弃这个世人的所有的道路。
He let go of the ways of the world.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们晓得他得到一个非常大的福气。
We know that he received a great blessing.
其实我们晓得，我们如果能跟神走在一起，这是最安全的。
We know that if we are to walk with God, it's actually the safest way.
不仅神与我们同在
，Not only is God with us，
我们每时每刻也与神同在。
At every moment, we are with God.
你想想看，你跟神在一起
，Think about it. You are with God.
这是多么安全的一件事情。
How safe is this issue?
这个仇敌很难攻击我们。
Now it's
对不对
difficult for the enemy to attack you.
啊，有神在这里
，Because God is here.
你怕什么呢
？What are you afraid of?
对不对？那只有仇敌害怕。
Only the enemy is afraid.
我。今年到新加坡去的时候
This year when I went to Singapore
有一天呢一个弟兄呢带我那个开车经过一个地方
One day a brother took me We were driving in this place
他说啊孙弟兄你知道吗这个地方是最安全的地方
And he said Brother son do you not know This place is the safest place
为什么呢因为呢、
Why?
这个新加坡的总统府在那里
Because Singapore's government The presidential area was there
所以那个满街呢都是便衣警察。
And so the whole street was filled with police.
他说住在这一带的人呢
，The people who live here, they're the most safe.
弟兄姊妹们，他们还不是跟总统住在一起。
They're not even living with the president.
只不过住在总统旁边。
Only next to the president.
那么事实上呢，我们心中感觉今天呢，你跟这些总统住在一起，可能也不安全。
In reality, if you live close to the president, it may not be that safe.
因为有很多坏人要攻击，是专门攻击总统府的。
Because the president may have enemies who wants to attack him.
当然，从表面上看起来，如果一般平常说，你真的是。是比较安全。
On the outside, it may look like it's safe.
并且我们晓得啊，今天这个世界人活在地上的，真是没有安全感。
For people who live in this world, we have no sense of security.
啊，我在新加坡看见一个很特别的一件事情。
In Singapore, I saw something very interesting.
有一次呢，我跟一个弟兄呢去他的儿子的那个 apartment.
I went with a brother to his son's apartment.
当然很漂亮，在很高的楼上。
It was very beautiful. It was in a high rise.
当我们要出来的时候啊
，And when we were coming out,
这个爸爸就跟我说。说孙弟兄，你们看到一件事情啊
？The father said to me, "Brother, son, have you seen this?"
我什么事情、啊、
？I said what?
那么就在他那个门口地方有一个房间。
That just at the front of his house or the apartment there is a room.
一个门这么厚。
And the door was this thick.
他说你知道这个房间是做什么的吗
？And I said, "Do you know what this room is for?"
我说大概是储藏室吧。
I said it might be a storage closet.
他说不是。
He said no.
他说在新加坡现在所有新的 apartment 都要建这么一间。
He said that for every new apartment in Singapore, you must have this room.
我说做这个干什么
？I said, what is it for?
他说这个东西是防火箭的。
I said, it's. They said it is to prevent fires.
啊，我说你们新加坡人呢 ，rocket、missile
to prevent rockets and missiles. 哎，
我说你们新加坡人这么没有安全感呐、啊。
Do Singaporeans not have security?
我想你这么个小国家，谁来打你呢
？I said you're such a small country. Who wants to attack you?
他居然呢，就每一个大楼、每一个房间里面都有一个避难室。
In every single apartment, you have your own secure room.
哇，那个门就这么厚，就好像那个银行里面那个门一样。
The door was this thick, just like in the banks.
哎呀，不可思议。
I was amazed.
我完全不能明白。
I couldn't understand.
弟兄姊妹们，这说明今天我们所生活的世代
，It speaks of the days that we live in，
是一个完全没有安全感的时代。
We have no sense of security in these days。
但是感谢神
，But we thank the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，如果你与神走在一起
，If you are walking with God，
任何的仇敌也不能危害你。
No enemy can attack you。
是吧？你看看神多伟大，我们跟他站在一起。那个魔鬼怎么敢来攻击呢
？See how great God is. If God is with us, or we are with Him, how could the enemy come and attack us?
哎呦，好多基督徒常常跟我讲，哎呦啊，这个仇敌攻击很厉害，很怕，到哪去躲呢
？And so many brothers and sisters tell me that when the enemy attacks, it's so fearful. Where should we hide?
很简单嘛，你跟神走在一起就绝对安全。
Simple. Walk with God, you are forever secure.
并且呢，我们知道你跟神走在一起。
And if you walk with God,
你就可以避开所有一切罪恶的试探和引诱。
You will also prevent and escape many temptations and trials.
这是基督徒不犯罪的一个很重要的一个原因。
This is a very important reason for Christians not to sin.
我们常常犯罪的，我们就是离开神，我们就会犯罪了。
Oftentimes we sin because we have left God, therefore we sin.
你要跟神走在一起，你怎么敢犯罪呢
？If you walk with God, how dare you sin?
啊，那个罪恶的试探引诱也不能达到你。
The temptation of sin is not.
当我们能跟神走在一起的时候
，When you walk with God,
没有任何的势力能够来阻挡我们了。
No other power can stand against you.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个与神同行的生活是个宝贵的生活。
The life of walking with the Lord is precious.
并且呢，与神同行的生活。
And also the life of walking with God
是一个最快乐的生活。
Is the most joyful life.
这跟我们很多基督徒想象不一样。
This is very different from many of what Christians think about.
有些基督徒常常讲说，哎，你要爱主啊，哎，不要太着迷啊。
That some say if you want to love the Lord, don't love him too much.
保持点距离。
Have a distance.
这样的话，你可以做自己喜欢做的事。
Therefore, you can do the things you want to do.
我们跟主走在一起，那很严肃啊。
Because if you walk with the Lord, you have to be so serious.
啊，我想呢，这可能呢，历史历代有些属灵人呢，给我们一个错误印象。
Perhaps this is a wrong perception of many saints in the past.
哇，这些人一追求主，脸上严肃不笑。
There are some people when they seek after the Lord because they're so serious, they do not smile.
这个也不能碰，那个也不能摸。
You cannot touch this or touch that.
哇，这个生活每天都是绑得紧紧。
And every day you're tightly bound.
哇，这跟神走在一起啊，那恐怕是更严肃。
That perhaps if you walk with God, it's even more serious.
这一定是一个很枯燥的生活。
Then it must be such a dry, boring life.
哎呀，你看跟神在一起的话，我们心中想要这个那个，你都不能做。
That every day when you want to do this or that, you can't anymore.
弟兄姊妹错了。
Brothers and sisters, that's wrong.
以诺告诉我们。
Enoch tells us.
跟从神走在一起才是最大的快乐。
That walking with God is the greatest joy.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能有这样的经历的人都可以作证。
If anybody has this experience, they can testify to you.
跟主在一起。
Being with the Lord is better than everything else.
你看门徒们跟着主在一起三年半。
The disciples, they were with the Lord for 3.5 years.
多么快乐。
How joyful it was.
保护他们。
The Lord protected them.
他们呢也不愁吃也不愁穿。
And they didn't have any lack.
没有钱的时候神说去钓鱼。
When they had no money, God said, go fishing.
这个肚子饿的时候，神就变那个五饼二鱼的5000人都吃饱。
And so when they were hungry, God, he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
哇，门徒们后面就捡零碎，捡了12个篮子。
And so the disciples, they were able to fill 12 basketfuls of leftovers.
多么的丰富啊，对不对
？How abundant!
哎呀，在船上遇见风浪的时候
，And in the boat when they met the storm.
主只要站起来说静了吧，停了吧，他就停了。
And when the Lord stood up and he said, "Peace be still," everything was still.
啊，从前他们要靠着这个摇桨啊，要努力啊，对不对
？In the past, they had to strive and strive so hard.
跟主在一起太好了。
But now it's so good to be with the Lord.
我们读四福音书的时候啊。
When we read the four gospels.
我们都羡慕得不得了。
We admire after it so much.
好多人说哎呀我生错时代了。
And so some people say I was born in the wrong century.
如果生在那个时代多好呢。
If I was born at that time, it would be so good.
我也去跟着主耶稣在一起。
I want to be with the Lord at that time.
哇那就太美妙了。
It would have been so amazing.
每天听他讲道。
Every day hear him preach.
主讲道跟我们一定不一样。
When he preached, it must be different from us.
感动人很有供应的。
It would really move us and provide for us.
不像听有时候听我们讲道很枯燥。
And sometimes when we hear us preach, it's very dry.
常常心神机骑士。
And when he spoke, there was miracles.
什么难处来到他面前都能解决。
Every difficulty was solved by him.
那跟随主的日子实在是非常的美好。
Those days and following the Lord, it was so good.
难怪主耶稣要有天要离开他们的时候啊。
And so one day when the Lord said, "I must leave you."
啊，门徒们还不知道呢。
The disciples did not understand.
离开你们时候，你们会忧愁。
The Lord said, "You will be sad when I leave."
但是呢，我不撇下你们为孤儿。
But I do not leave you as orphans. I only leave you temporarily. I will return.
也这一次的回来跟上次回来不一样。
And when I return, it will be different from this first time.
这一次来呢，要住在你里面了。
And now when I return, I will abide in you.
永远与你联合。
I will forever be with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们看见《使徒行传》以后
，After Acts，
门徒们。 在行走是行走在主里面。
When the disciples walked, they walked within the Lord.
他们也一样与神与主同行。
They were still walking with God.
哇，那个生活是多么的奇妙。
And that life was amazing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，跟随神在一起的生活是快乐的。
So brothers and sisters, walking with God is a joyful life.
你想吗？如果不快乐，以诺不会走三百年，对不对？
If it was not happy, how could Enoch walk for 300 years?
太快乐了。
It was too joyful.
快乐到一个地步啊。哎呀，三百年像一天一样，真的。
It was so joyful to the point where 300 years was like one day.
舍不得离开了。
He didn't want to leave.
是不是这样啊？
Wasn't it like that?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
与神同行的生活是一个最快乐满足的生活。
The life of walking with God is full of satisfaction and joy.
所以难怪以诺得着这个好处一点都不疲倦。
So no wonder Enoch, when he received this blessing, he was not tired at all.
想象不一样。
It's different from how we imagine it.
我们说这个以诺的心智很强。
We say that Enoch, he had a very strong will.
他的忍耐比我们大。
He had great patience.
他咬着牙根跟神着走啊。
That he clenched his teeth and walked with God.
非把他拼到底不可。
He forced himself.
这个我们完全想错了，弟兄姊妹们。
It's very different from what we imagine.
以诺跟神在一起最轻松不过
了。But no, Enoch was so relaxed.
如果你真正今天有在灵里跟与主同行的经历，你就知道多么的宝贵呀。
If you have the experience of walking with God in your spirit, you know how precious that experience is.
我们的难处是我们不认识我们的神啊。
Our difficulty is that we do not know our God.
所以我们老是拉着神啊，与我们同行。
We're always pulling God to walk with us.
主啊，我要到哪里去？你跟我一起去啊。
Lord, I want to go here. Follow me.
因为我们知道，如果他跟我们去，这一路上会保护我们的。
Because we know that if the Lord is with us, then He will protect us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也知道不能离开主，对不对？
We know that we cannot do without the Lord.
那更好的是你与神同行。
But even better is if you are with God.
我们走的那个路，有时主不要走的。
Because our road, our route, God does not want to go there.
对不对？所以感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
跟随神走的路是最快乐的道路。
The way in following the Lord is the most joyful.
并且跟从神同行是走在光中。
And walking with God, you are walking in light.
主耶稣曾经讲，我就是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面。
If he who follows me will no longer be in darkness.
这一路上就充满了光。
This way is full of light.
看多么的好。
How good.
那么这样的我们就能走正路。
Then we can walk in the right way.
今天要走正路你怎么走啊？
How do you walk in the right way today? Follow God.
跟着我们的主走。
Walk with our Lord.
那么就自然走正路。
And that naturally you will walk the right way.
那么你所走的也被称作是义路。
And this way is the way of the righteous.
是一个对的道路。
It is the right way.
这条道路上一无黑暗。
There is no darkness in this way.
你也从来不会有什么怀疑。
And you will have no doubts.
你也不会被绊倒。
And you will not be stumbled.
今天我们很多时候会被绊倒了。
Oftentimes we are stumbled today.
就证明我们没有跟神同行啊。
It speaks that we are not walking with God.
一个跟神同行的人呢，没有绊倒的理由的。
A person who is walking with God has no excuse of being stumbled.
我们只有离开神，我们才会跌倒。
Only if you leave God, you will fall.
啊，就像我们那个小孩小时候一样。
Just like the small children when they're young.
跟着爸爸妈妈走在一起，他不会跌倒的，因为爸妈大手这么抓住。
When they are walking with their parents, they will not fall because they're holding onto the hand of their parents.
你要跟着主走在一起，主用手抓住。
If you're walking with God, God will hold your hand.
你看那些门徒们呢，多次要跌倒的。
The disciples, so many times they were about to fall.
每一次跌倒，神就拉起来。
Every time they fell, the Lord pulled them up.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天需要有一种与神同行的生活。
We need to have a life that is walking with God.
特别在今天这一个昏暗的时代里面。
Especially in today's dark and confusing time.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
只有与神同行。
Only those who walk with God.
叫我们能度过这一切外面这种混杂的局面。
Will allow us to pass through all of the confusion.
老实讲。
Honestly speaking,
跟从任何人
to follow any person
都不如跟从神
cannot compare with following God.
跟从任何一个团体
to follow any group
你都赶不上跟从神
cannot compare with following God.
如果我们大家在这里通通是跟从神，这整个聚会就是跟从神的一个聚会。
If every single person follows God, then our entire church we are following God.
啊，我们真是盼望我们整个聚会都是与神同行的。
We desire for the entire church to walk with God.
那么神在时间中，他在教会中就有一个满足了。
And then in time, God will be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
因为以诺与神同行的这个经历,
because of Enoch's experience of walking with God,
带下了一个惊人的结果,
it brought about an amazing result.
他是人类历史上头一个不见死的人,
he was the first person to not meet death.
啊, 跟神走在一起啊, 哎呀, 太好, 走到一个地步, 你看, 300年走在一起啊, 哇, 那真是神的知己啊。
He walked with God for 300 years. He was with God completely.
我们在这里一些弟兄姊妹们，有的走了十年八年的，都变好朋友了，对不对？
And so if you are walking together with another person after 8-10 years, you become good friends.
你想想，你跟神在一起谈话谈了300年了。
Think about it. You've
这个不得了了。
Talked with God for 300 years.
哇,
such an amazing thing.
神喜欢的不得了。
God loved it.
所以神破格的就把他
And so God especially took him away.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹们, 以诺是一个活着被提的人。
So Enoch lived a life that he was lifted away.
神也借着他告诉我们一个重要的一个真理。
And so he also teaches us a very important fact.
基督徒有活着被提的指望。
Or a truth that we have the hope of being raptured.
我个人读圣经，我也相信这个。
Now when I read this, I believe it too.
在地上有一天会有一般的圣徒们会先被提走的。
On earth, there will be a group of saints who will be raptured first.
就像启示录12章里面所讲那个男孩子一样。
Just like the man-child that is spoken of in Revelation 12.
他们被提到宝座上去。They
will be raptured up to the throne.
那么在 启示录第三章里面,
in Revelation chapter 3,
讲到腓拉铁菲的教会,
and it speaks of the church of Philadelphia, God will save them out of the tribulation.
像马太福音24章里面所讲的,
in Matthew 24, it also tells us
地上会一个留下一个被提走,
that one will be taken away and one left behind.
所以圣经里面是有这个被提的事情。
So the Bible does tell us of rapture.
啊, 我们有很多认识神的人, 明白圣经的人,
many people who know the Bible and read the Bible. They often remind us
哇, 说你要留意一件事情,
that you need to pay attention.
说不定呢,
that all of a sudden, in our meeting, there are several people who are gone.
那你看见别人不见,
if some people are missing, you know that you've been left behind.
你要经过患难,
and then you need to go through tribulation.
啊, 我记得一件很有趣的事啊,
I know something interesting.
很多年前啊,
many years ago,
我们在洛杉矶有个姊妹, 她开个车,
in LA, there was a sister, she was driving.
她那个车的那个轮盘前面贴了一句话,
and in front of her bumper, she had this sticker.
她说啊, 请坐在旁边的人注意,
the person sitting next to me, please pay attention.
如果 这个开车的人忽然被提,
if the driver is raptured,
你要赶快抓方向盘,
grab the steering wheel.
哎, 我觉得这个, 很有意思,
I thought it was very interesting.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 这不是笑话,
this is not a joke, brothers and sisters. It's a possibility.
啊, 神借着以诺就是告诉我们,
God through Enoch teaches us, shows us there is a hope of rapture.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个实在是我们里面
This is a glorious hope in us.
从前我也想, 哎呦, 保罗说呢, 离世与主同在好得无比。
In the past, when Paul said, to be with the Lord is better than anything else.
我们年轻时候的说胡话啊, 自己也不知道讲什么, 就说, 哎呀, 真是, 不要活太久吧, 主把他早早提走, 真是死多好。
In the past, we used to say very foolish words, and I don't want to live very long. If I die at any time, it's good.
后来一看, 呦, 还有被提的事情呢。
But then after a while, I read, oh, there's this thing of rapture.
那不能死啊。
Oh, then I don't want to die.
哎, 那可要活长一点。
I want to live longer.
最好能活到那个时刻, 对不对啊?
I want to live until that moment.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这个成为我们今天活着的理由。
So this is an excuse for us to live.
重要的理由,
an important excuse.
每个弟兄姊妹都有盼望。
Every brother and sister has his hope.
你不要以为说呢, 这个只有什么某些人才有盼望, 不不, 每个人都有盼望。
Do not think that only certain people have this hope. Everyone has this hope.
只要你像以诺一样,
as long as you're like Enoch,
与神同行,
walk with God.
把我今天早晨聚会完之后啊,
And then after today's meeting,
我每个人都像以诺一样眼睛开了。
Every single person like Enoch have your eyes opened.
调整生活。
Change your life.
现在呢每天要与神同行。
Today, every day walk with God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们现在开始不走自己的路。
We do not walk our own way.
我们要走神的路。
We want to walk on God's way.
今天基督教里面是很多路给你走。
In Christianity today, you have many ways to go.
有人这样有人那样。
Some people go this way or that.
我这些年我坚持一件事情。
But in these years, I've always
insisted. 因为神在这个时间中要得着教会。
Because God in time wants to gain the church.
所以神在时间中除了教会之外他没有别的兴趣。
So God in time, he only wants the church. He has no interest in anything else.
所以我要学一件事情我是除了教会我也没别的兴趣。
So I also want to learn one thing, that apart from the church, I have no other interest.
教会之外的东西我都没兴趣。
The things apart from the church, I have no interest.
不管他搞什么机构弄什么活动。
No matter what organization has any activity.
我们不是要轻看就是。藐视什么
Not that I look lightly upon anything.
因为圣经给我们看见神要得着是这个嘛
But the Bible shows us this is what God wants to gain.
我知道如果不是为了这个我们的生活可能有很多时候就落空了
If it's not for this and oftentimes our lives where it falls empty.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
以诺告诉我们
Enoch shows us.
在时间中神的儿女们一个重要的经历叫做与神同行
That in time there's a very important experience for Christians and that is to walk with God. 这是我们
在时间中可以做的
This is something you can do in time.
我们知道主一回来了
Because once the Lord returns.
当然与他同行
Of course we're with God.
今天在地上与他同行是宝贵的
So today to walk with God is precious.
我们时间不多我们要看挪亚
We don't have much time. We need to look at Noah.
我们从挪亚看什么呢
So what are we looking at from Noah?
挪亚告诉我们的实际上就是一个住在主里面的经历
Noah shows us experience of abiding in the Lord.
当挪亚出生的时候
When Noah was born,
他的父亲呢这个拉麦呢就有了一个特别的感觉。
His father, Lamech, had a very special feeling.
他看见这个出生这个婴儿啊身上有一种特将来有个特别的经历。
He saw that upon his infant, his child, there was going to be a very special experience.
他说这个儿子将来会在神所咒诅的地里面叫我们得安慰。
He said that this child will give us rest from our work, from the toil of our hands arising from the ground which the Lord has cursed.
拉麦事先已经有个感觉了。
Lamech already had this feeling.
果然我们看见下面开始呢，全地就开始大败坏。
And yes, the entire earth was filled with corruption.
地的尽头就来到了。
And the end came.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们真是感觉今天这个时代。
We feel that this generation today,
全地都被败坏。
The entire world is corrupted.
现在这个科技啊，把这个罪恶带到全地。
Now technology has brought evil, sin to the entire world.
对，这个科技没什么好夸耀的。
So what good is in boasting in technology?
今天看一下发明这个一下那个，哇，这个东西越来越快速。
We have this invention and that, everything is becoming faster.
结果这个罪恶呢，就借这个科技传播的速度啊。就尽快地就传到全世界。
And the speed of sin being transmitted throughout the world is so fast.
你今天在世界上，不管你在哪个角落的里面
，No matter what corner you are at in this world，
你都能够碰到这些罪恶的东西。
You can touch these things.
你即使跑到深山里面去都不行。
Even if you are to go into the deepest of the mountains.
从前呢，我们知道有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹呢，他们觉得这个世界很污秽啊。他们有的人就把人家带到那个加拿大的北边去了。
We know that there are some brothers and sisters because they feel this world is so corrupted, they want to go to the northernmost part of Canada.
叫他们不要看电视。
And tell them do not watch TV.
也没有电影院。
There's no TV, there's no theaters, movie theaters.
现在不行了。
And then they say, oh no.
那你去了 ，iPad 跟着去了。
But then no, but now your iPad follows you.
iPhone 跟着去了。
Your iPhone follows you.
这个爱的东西还很多嘞。
There's lots of things with I.
哇，这些东西你看传播的多快呀。
You see how fast they're distributed.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个可怕的时代
It's a terrible generation we live in
所以主说人子的日子就像挪亚的日子一样
And so the Lord says that the days of the Son of Man is like the days of
Noah 我想我们从今天这个世界的演变我们真是感觉我们就来到挪亚的日子
From the changes in this world we see that we have come to the days of Noah
全地都败坏
The entire world is corrupted
人的思想终日所思想的都是恶
All of man's thoughts are full of evil.
我们只知道仇敌那个恶首先所玷污的就是我们人的思想。
We know that the evil that the enemy touches us first is in our thoughts.
我们常常觉得现在的年轻人呢成熟得很快。
We feel that the young people today, they mature so quickly.
很小的时候呢就失去了 我们从前所谓的那种天真呢。
And so from such a young age, they lose their innocence.
因为他们看见了很多东西啊。
Because they see so much.
是我们年轻时候根本看不到的东西啊。
The things that we have not even seen when we were young.
多么的可怕的东西。
It's so terrible.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个地的尽头要来到。
The end of this world is near.
感谢神。
We thank God.
挪亚得着神的启示。
Noah received God's revelation.
就从时间中看到永远里面的事情。
Within time, he saw that which is from eternity.
神把永远中的心意摆在挪亚里面。
God revealed his intention from eternity within Noah.
所以圣经讲说他蒙神指示他未见的事。
And so it said, the Bible says that he received the things that were to come.
所以保罗也告诉我们。
And so Paul also tells us,
我们要顾念那个看不见的。
We need to be mindful of the things unseen.
基督徒啊，最奇妙的生活就是顾念那个看不见。
The most amazing thing for a Christian life is that you are mindful of things not seen.
但是今天的基督教呢，已经失去了这个福分。
In Christianity today, we have lost this privilege.
我们看见搞的很多东西都是看得见的。
We want to do the things that are seen.
对那个看不见的东西呢，他觉得是一个玄妙的，是一个渺茫的东西。
To the things that are unseen, we feel like it's so mysterious.
这是何等大的错误呢？
It's a great error.
我们真是巴不得神给我们恩典，像挪亚一样的蒙恩。
We desire to receive grace just like Noah.
那么挪亚呢，得住这个启示，他就动了一个什么敬畏的心。
So after Noah received this revelation, he had a fearful heart.
我们昨天讲到，我们深处的这个敬畏是很重要的。
We have spoken last night that the fear of the Lord is an important thing.
事实上，今天呢，我们用人的言语很难叫人敬畏。
Now today, honestly speaking, to use our own man's words to cause people to fear the Lord is hard. Some people, they're very eloquent.
像在教会历史上那个 Jonathan Edward, 那真是好口才啊。
Like in church history, there's a brother Jonathan Edward, he was very eloquent.
他常常传福音的时候讲地狱，讲到一个地步，好像地狱就在人的眼前啊。
When he preached about hell, he described it so well that as if hell was right in front of your feet.
哇，很多听众听得吓得不了，起来抓着椅子呢。
Many listeners were so scared, they were grabbing a hold of their seats.
还有人会抱着柱子呢。
And some were holding onto the poles.
哇，我的弟兄好口才啊。
Our brother was so eloquent.
我真很羡慕。
I really admire it.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
这些的话远赶不上神在你里面给你一个看见。
This cannot compare with the revelation God can give you.
真看见就敬畏。
When you truly see it, you will fear.
这个敬畏呢，不是我们勉强自己。
This fear is not what you force yourself to.
是你从内心深处自然发出来的东西。
But a very natural fear.
神是可畏的。
That God is fearful.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，因为好像神爱我们，神自隐。所以我们就可以好像觉得没什么，对不对？
Now, oftentimes, because God loves us, we feel that He's hiding from us so that we don't need to worry too much.
愿我们能看见一件事。
But may we see
神是爱我们，
that God does love us.
但是神也不是轻易可以得罪的。
But we cannot just simply offend Him.
我们要像尼希米一样，看见神是大而可畏的神。
We need to be like Nehemiah, that our Lord, our God, He is to be feared.
所以挪亚动了敬畏的心。
And so Noah, he had a heart full of fear and respect.
然后他开始起来效法以诺与神同行。
And so he also stood and walked with God like Enoch.
他不仅这样。
Not only so.
那么神也要借着讲明一个更重要另外一个原则。
There is another important principle.
神告诉他你要建造方舟。
God told him, you must create the ark.
这是神一个严肃的呼召，也是一个很重要的托付。
This is a very serious, calling and entrustment.
圣经告诉我们说，神造人后悔了。
Because now, the Bible tells us that God was sorry in creating man.
神要用洪水来把整个世界都把它灭了。
He was going to destroy everything with the flood.
哎呀，这是多么严肃的一件事。
This is such a serious thing.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在这么多败坏的人中间。
In all the corrupt mankind.
神总算找到挪亚和他一家的八口。
God found Noah and his family of eight.
在他们在神的眼前呢。还算是完全的。
That in God's eyes they were still complete.
还算是义人。
That he was righteous.
因此神教导他们怎样逃脱这个大的一个审判。
And so God showed them how they were going to escape this judgment.
告诉他说你要开始起来建造方舟。
And so he says you must make yourself an ark.
那个时候我们晓得神已经把人的这个年岁呢从几百年的缩到了120年。
And we know that at that time, God had already shortened man's lifespan from several hundred years to 120.
所以许多解经的人呢，都认为说呢， 挪亚造这个方舟大概是用了120年。
And so many people, they tell us that for Noah to create, to make that ark, it took him about 120 years.
他不像我们现在有这么先进的工具啊，他那个用手啊，拿锯子、榔头这么弄建这么个大东西不容易啊。
He didn't have the tools that we use today. For him to use a hammer and the saw, it was difficult.
所以对于挪亚来讲，他需要付上坚忍的代价。
And so for Noah, he had to pay such a heavy price.
要天天在那里建造这个方舟。
Every day he was building that ark.
当然我们知道今天这个方舟就是预表基督的。
Now today we know that ark represents Christ.
那意思说呢，现在呢，基督成了挪亚生活中的目的。
Meaning that today Christ is Noah's purpose in living.
他整个的生活就是为了建造方舟。
His entire life's purpose was to create that ark.
用另外一个话讲，就天天跟基督的事情连在一起。
In other words, every day he was doing the things that are connected to Christ.
就好像门徒们跟随主，天天与主。与主同住。
Just like the disciples, every day they were living with the Lord.
他的生活跟这个方舟是整个接在一起了。
His life was entirely connected with the ark.
他除了做方舟之外呢，没有别的事情。
Apart from building the ark, he had nothing else to do.
这是120年的时间。
This was within 120 years of time. It was a long period of time.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
并且呢，他在那里传道说，神啊，再过多少年要降大雨了。
And there he also preached to say that after days, God is going to send rain.
因为我们读圣经，我们晓得到挪亚的时代，天还没下过雨呢。
When we read the Bible, we see that at that time, the sky had not yet rained.
地上只有雾气。
There was mist above the earth.
所以呢，那些人的观念中啊，没有雨这个东西的。
So in people's understanding, there was no such thing as rain.
你说下雨，他们在望天说。什么东西啊?
They said, when he said rain, they looked at the sky and said, what?
就像我们到末了的时代,我们要传,现在不是下雨,要降火。
Now, today, at the end times, when we talk about fire coming from the heavens, we say, what?
啊,要是降火嘛,哪里来,怎么可能降火呢?
How
对不对?
could there be fire from the heavens?
所以那个时代人说,怎么可能降雨呢?
And so at that time, they said, how could there be rain?
所以可能他们在那里遭受很多人呢,这个的讥笑。
So perhaps he met a lot of laughter from other people.
就像今天你好整天都跟着主耶稣基督生活呢，世人会讥笑你。
Just like today, if you are to walk with the Lord all your days, people will laugh at you.
所以挪亚一面造方舟，一面传义道。
So on one hand, Noah was building the ark. On the other hand, he was preaching the righteous word.
就是传方舟的道。
That is the preaching of the ark.
他就告诉我们说这是。对的道。
This is the right word.
果然弟兄姊妹时候到了。
And then the time came.
当方舟建好的时候。
And when the ark was completed.
神就吩咐挪亚一家进方舟。
God commanded Noah and his family to enter the ark.
然后就带着洁净的动物七公七母不洁净的一公一母就进到方舟里。
And he brought the unclean as well as the clean male and female animals into the ark.
外面把门关起来。
And God closed the door from the outside.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神所预定的那个大灾难的时候就临到了。
The time that God had commanded for the tribulation to come, the catastrophe it came.
大雨。
And great rains came.
所以大雨的泉源全部崩裂。
And so everything on the earth, it all split open.
我们很难想象这一幅的景象。
It's very difficult for us to imagine this scene.
我想近代我们看见发生的一些事情呢。
There are some things that have happened in this world are great warnings to us.
你看到日本那个大海啸上来的时
候。Look at the tsunami in Japan.
东南亚那个大海啸上来的时候。
And the tsunami in the Far East.
你难以想象那个力量。
You cannot imagine the strength of that water.
瞬间多少万人就死了。
All of a sudden, so many hundreds and thousands of people are dead.
瞬间几十万人就死了。
In several moments, several hundreds are dead.
哎呀，多么可怕的一个景象。
Such a terrible scene.
感谢神。
We thank God.
挪亚的一家在方舟里面得到保全。
Noah and his family were saved.
他们不仅保全他们一家，也保全了很多生命。
Not only his family was saved, but also many other lives.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候，就是为了救人的命。
And so Jesus, when he came to earth, he wanted to save lives.
所以我们都知道，只有在主里面。
And so we know only within the Lord.
你才能保全生命。
You can preserve your life.
所以这个方舟呢，它有经过那个洪水，这是一个。很大的一个预表。
And so this ark, after going through the flood, is a great sign, an illustration for us. It's a truth.
但是也是个预表。
It's also a sign.
我想首先一方面告诉我们 今天我们在基督里，因着他为我们在十字架上死了，我们躲过了神的愤怒的洪涛。
It shows us that our Lord Jesus on the cross, He has gone through the flood, so that we can be saved.
这就是我们基督徒最基本的认识。对不对？
This is the most foundational thing for us to know.
那么我们忘记了，不仅将来这个审判的在我们身上越过。
Not only have we forgotten that one day judgment will pass us by.
如果今天我们就活在基督里。
But today, if you abide in Christ,
我们可以躲过今生的很多的大灾难。
We can also pass through many tribulations today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神给我们的恩典是丰富的。
God's grace for us is abundant.
所以一个基督徒啊。要活学会怎样住在主里面。
So for a Christian to know how to abide in Christ,
这是非常重要的一件事。
It's a very important thing.
我们的确今天好像已经来到了这个挪亚的时代。
It is as if we have come down to the time of Noah.
这不仅是挪亚的时代。
Not only the time of Noah.
也是人子的日子。
But also the day of the Son of Man.
要回来的日子。
The day that the Lord will return.
当我们读这个马太福音24章的时候。
When we read Matthew 24.
我觉得有几句话是最叫我们触目惊心的。
There are some words that cause us to be astonished.
就是这个灾难是来得不知不觉。
That we do not know when it will come.
你没有任何的东西可以测量的。
There is nothing that we can compare it with.
啊，你看那个大海啸来的时候啊。
When the great tsunami comes.
啊，第一次东南亚大海啸来的时候，他们没有东西可以测量。
When the first time the tsunami came, there was nothing they could measure it.
第二次呢，有测量也没有用。
The second time, when the tsunami came, they had the instruments, but they could not use it.
我看那个报道啊。
I saw the report.
他们讲那个日本呢，在北海那边外面，他们建了一道很大的堤防啊。
In Japan, that they had created this great measurement tool.
他们花了600亿美金建了这么一个堤防。
They used millions of dollars to be able to create this measurement.
他说我们这个堤防呢，可以堤防八级的地震。
And they said that we could measure up to level 8 of an earthquake.
结果神就给你来个九级的。
And so God brought one that was measured at 9.
所以这个堤防完全无用。
And so this tool was completely useless.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
将来所面临的这个灾难。
The catastrophe that will come.
更是没有人能够预料。
No one can understand it.
也不知道这个灾难会到底有多大。
Or know how great it will be.
你也无从预备起。
And you cannot be prepared for it. You do not need to prepare.
你不需要效法新加坡人的家里面弄个什么什么可以躲的地方。
You do not need to be like the Singaporeans who have this room that you can hide in.
我们感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
主耶稣就是我们的避难所。
Our Lord Jesus is our refuge.
我们要藏身在基督里。
We need to hide in Him.
啊，那么我们可以躲过这个灾难。
And then you can escape.
其实呢，一个人住在基督里啊。
Actually, if you are abiding in Christ,
好处是说不尽。
You cannot speak of the goodness.
因为在基督里面蕴藏着神一切的知识和丰富的。
Because in the Lord Jesus, you have all the abundance of and you have all the goodness in Him.
真的，今天啊。有很多人讲说我们要读很多很多的书啊，我们才得出一些知识，对不对？
And so some people say we want to read many many books and then we will have some understanding.
保罗从前也是读很多书的。
Paul in the past he read many books.
但是后来他发现一件事情呢。
But then he realized one thing.
神所蕴藏的智慧和知识都在基督里面。
All wisdom and knowledge is in Christ.
哇，他只要圣灵开启他。让他认识基督，哇，这个知识就丰富的不得了。
Once the Holy Spirit revealed to him, then all the wisdom was in Christ.
我们今天很多人不懂得这个了。
Many of us we do not understand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
啊，这个经历是真实的。
This experience is real.
那我们都知道，你一蒙恩得救那天，神已经把你放在基督里。
From the day that you were saved, God has already placed you in Christ. This is a reality.
但是呢，我们需要经历。
A fact, and we can experience it.
在时间中，在生活中，天天来经历。
In time, in our daily lives, we need to experience it.
如果你能摸到主的同在，你能住在基督里。
If you have touched His presence and you abide in Him,
无惧于任何环境上的变化。
Then you will not be affected by any changes in the world.
哎呀，这是实在是宝贵的经历。
This is such a precious experience.
弟兄姊妹，我自己感觉哈，我大概恐怕在1970年左右的时候，我才稍微领悟一点这个道理。
Brothers and sisters, I feel like in the 1970s, I just began to understand this truth.
从那个时候开始起呢，我也操练，天天呢活在主里面。
And at that time, I began to practice how to abide in Him.
每天呢与主之间有交通。
And have fellowship with Him every day.
后来我真是发现一个好好好这个。 好事情。
And then one day I realized something wonderful.
我只要每天早上起来祷告，我感觉主与我同在。
That every day when I got up in the morning and I prayed and I felt the Lord was with me.
我就觉得今天什么都不需要惧怕。
Then today I do not need to fear anything.
哇，里面有深处的安息。
Because I have such deep rest.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是真实的。
This is true.
啊。那么今天我们要怎么样才能够住在主里面呢？
So today, how do we abide in Christ?
啊，约翰给我们一个最简单的一个教导。
John gives us a very simple teaching.
这也是我们可能基督徒在日常生活常常彼此提醒。
And it's something that we need to remind each other often.
就是你要按照恩膏的教训，就住在主里面。
That is, you need to abide in Christ under the teaching of the
anointing. 什么样的人是住在主里面的人呢？
Who are the people who abide in Christ?
就是天天顺着膏油的这个教导生活的人。就是一个住在主里面的人。
Those who abide in Christ are those who receive the teaching of the anointing every day.
所以这是神给我们何等样的恩典呢？
This is such grace that God has given to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些呢都是在时间中我们可以经历的。
These are things we can experience in time.
也应该成为经历的。
And things we ought to experience.
所以挪亚，神借着他告诉我们。
Through him, God has said.
在时间中，今天在生活里面。我们要天天学会住在主里面。
That in time, every day, we need to learn how to abide in Christ.
这种内住的生活
，to have that inner life,
是宝贵的生活。
It's a precious life.
主不仅住在我们里面，我们也住在他里面。
Christ not only lives in us, we live in Him.
弟兄姊妹们，这种的连接
，this connection,
是最可靠稳固的生活。
It's the most secure and consistent life.
的变化
，no matter what changes are on that side.
所以呢？以诺说明了灾前被提。
So Enoch speaks of rapture.
啊，挪亚说明了在灾中蒙保护。
Noah speaks of protection in tribulation.
我们知道这都是圣经重要的启示。
These are very important revelations from the Bible.
这也是在时间中神给我们的恩典。
And the grace that God has given us in time.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
时间是神所给我们的机会。
Time is opportunity that God has given to us.
啊，神要我们在地上多多的经历基督，得着基督。
God wants us to gain and experience much of Christ.
啊，所以我们从启示录也很清楚的看见。
And so from Revelation we see very clearly.
我们今生在地上，在时间中对主的经历，决定将来在国度中间的那个荣耀。
The experiences and the things that we go through in our daily lives, it will determine the glory that is to come.
所以这是何等重要的一个提醒。
So it's a very important reminder.
主耶稣回来就是国度降临的时候。
Because when the Lord Jesus returns, His kingdom will return.
我们能否在国度中与他一同掌权？
Will we reign with Him in His kingdom?
能够和他一同欢喜快乐。
And also rejoice with Him?
今天主把机会留给我们。
Today God has given us opportunity.
我们记得彼得的话。
Remember Peter's words.
主不是单言。
The Lord is not slow.
主乃是宽容。
The Lord is patient.
我们要得着该得着的。
We need to gain that which we need to gain.
我们要悔改我们该悔改的。
We need to repent that which we need to repent.
让我们的日子在神的跟前能够成为宝贵的经历。
So that our days will be precious experiences before the Lord.
所以我们从先祖们的身上、啊、
So from the forefathers we can see.
在四组人身上我们看见有四件重要的事情。
In these four groups we see very important things.
神是特别的借着四组人告诉我们在时间中我们个人在主面前该有的一个重要的经历。
And so from these four we see the experiences that we need to have.
从亚当和夏娃
From Adam and Eve,
神提醒我们
God reminds us,
基督徒要有正确的选择。
Christians need to make the right choice.
啊，那么我们从该隐和亚伯的身上
From Cain and Abel,
我们看见我们需要有对的献祭。
We find that we need to have the right sacrifice.
从以诺的身上
From Enoch,
我们看见要学习与神同行。
We need to walk with God.
啊，在挪亚的身上
From Noah,
让我们学习知道如何住在。
We need to learn how to abide in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
主还没有回来
The Lord hasn't returned yet.
所以我们还有很多的机会
So we still have many opportunities.
但愿这些提醒
May these reminders
在我们的生活中能够逐渐的成为实际的经历
In our daily lives, slowly become real experiences.
那么这样我们就是一个真正爱惜光阴的人
Then we will be people who truly redeem our time.
我们谢谢主
We thank the Lord.
实在是爱我们。
He truly loves us.
啊，不仅把将来的目的给我们。
Not only has he given us the purpose that is to come.
在生活中指示我们该行的路。
But every day he teaches us the way we ought to go.
但愿这些今天在这个末后的时代。
We hope that in these end days.
能够在神的百姓中 成为真正的提醒和激发。
Among God's people, this may be a true stirring up and reminder.
所以这一次呢，我可以说呢，把弟兄姊妹们经常追求中间一些很简单的道理，那么再和弟兄姊妹们重新的复习。
So I can say that these are very simple understandings and truths that we have refreshed among us.
但是我感觉这个对我来讲是非常重要。
But I feel that to me, this is something very important.
希望这个对你来讲也是重要。
I hope this is important to you as well.
啊，愿主回来的日子。
May the day of the return of our Lord.
我们各个弟兄姊妹都能够欢然的来见他。
May every single person rejoice to welcome him.
请我们记得。
May we remember.
我们还在时间中。
We're still in time.
我们还有机会。
We still have opportunities.
每个弟兄姊妹都有机会。
Every person has opportunities.
不要放弃机会。
Do not let go of opportunity.
要抓住神给的机会。
Grab a hold of the opportunity God gives.
让我们过着一个充满智慧的生活。
That we may live lives that are full of wisdom.
愿主祝福所有弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters.
请我们低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你不仅一次的救赎我们。
Not only have you saved us once.
也天天的带领我们。
You are daily leading us.
主，你在时间中就教导我们。
And in time you are teaching us.
让我们知道如何活在你的面前。
So that we would know how to live before you.
谢谢你借着圣经的人物提醒我们。
Thank you for reminding us through characters in the Bible.
叫我们避免那些错误。
So that we can escape that which is wrong.
不叫我们固执。
So that we would not be obstinate.
不叫我们坚持自己。
Or to constantly insist on our own way.
在交在你的手中。
We entrust ourselves into your hand.
主要也借着一些对的例子鼓舞我们。
Lord, also encourage us through these right examples.
让我们能效法这些脚踪。
So that we could follow in their ways.
好叫我们能够活在你的面前。
So that we could live before you.
主啊，求你用恩手来握住我们。
Lord, hold us with your gracious hand.
握住我们的年日。
Hold our years.
主啊，不让我们在地上突然的经历这些时间。
Do not allow us to waste this time.
愿我们的日子积蓄你的丰富。
So may our years be abundant.
主啊，但愿当那个荣耀的大日临到的时候。
So that when the glorious day comes.
我们都有一个福分。
We would all have a portion.
能够活着被提。
And lived and be raptured.
主，我们心中实在羡慕这一个。
Lord, we truly admire after this. We look to your grace.
我相信你的恩典能帮助我们。
We believe your grace will help us.
主，我们再次把这些话交在你的恩手中。
We again place these words into your hand.
求你借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际。
Through the spirit of all truth, lead us into reality.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We give you all the worship from our depths.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.